Hello and welcome to Yoga with Subhash. And in this segment, we will practice the Matsyasana or the fish pose. Now, the Matsyasana is an excellent back-bending posture. It's usually practiced as a counter pose to the shoulder stand, the Sarvangasana. However, the pose has excellent benefits and can be practiced alone as well. In Sanskrit, the word matsya means fish, and it is believed that one can float like a fish in water when you are comfortable in this pose. So let's get started. So lie down on your back, start in the Shavasana relaxation pose on the back. Bring the feet together, arms alongside the body, and come up on the elbows. Slowly begin to raise the chest higher while at the same time lowering the head toward the floor. You may need to readjust the elbows in order to allow the crown of the head to make soft contact with the floor. In order to provide support for the spine, you may put the palms under the buttocks, facing up or down depending upon what feels more comfortable to you. At this point, roll the shoulder blades back in order to lift the chest even higher. In the final position, the chest is lifted high, the head is tilted back, and you're looking at the wall behind you. If comfortable, and while you're in the final fish pose, you may lift the feet about 3 to 4 inches off the floor. Now, this will provide additional stretch to the inner thighs, lower back, and the abdominal muscles. You can maintain the final position for about 8 to 10 breaths, or as long as it feels comfortable. To come out of the pose, come back up on the elbows and lower the chin toward your chest. Then very slowly, one vertebra at a time, lower the back to the floor. And finally, rest in the Shavasana position.